And we get an idea what a government shutdown looks like in Minnesota. Minnesota is entering its 13th day of a shutdown, triggered when the state's largely Republican legislature and its Democratic governor could not reach an agreement on the budget. Minnesota faces a $5 billion shortfall over the next 2 years. The governor agreed to cuts, but also wanted to increase taxes on people earning over $1 million a year. Republican lawmakers rejected that. The two sides remain far apart. In a moment, what that means statewide, but first a little taste. Rest stops along state highways in Minnesota are closed. Now, that statement probably produced a gasp for anyone traveling, especially with children this summer. But what if you work on the roads? Candy Bass has been driving an 18-wheeler for 37 years. She's based in Texas. And Candy, you just drove through Minnesota. Luckily, the state has some private truck stops. But as a trucker, what was your reaction when you heard the public rest stops were closed?
I was kind of shocked because there's a lot of people that didn't know ahead of time. If they had mapped out their stop to maybe stop at the rest here because that's as far as they could go, they were in a big shock because they weren't going to be able to stop.
Well, and you used a phrase, as far as you go. We know that you're, as a truck driver, required to log your hours, and you're not allowed to put in over 14 hours in a single workday, 11 hours of that driving. And so you really have to plan this in advance. So you did find out that the rest stops were closed. What do you do? You can't just put an 18-wheeler anywhere. What do you have to do?
Well, there's exit ramps, but that's a dangerous thing to do, to park on an exit ramp. I don't really know what these drivers were going to do if there wasn't a truck stop real close by or a gas station or a Walmart. I really don't know what happens to them because a lot of these electronic logs, you don't have a choice.
You're saying electronic log. That means that you have to stop at a certain preordained time?
Once you move that truck in the morning, it clocks you.
Ah.
If you've driven your 11 hours, you don't have a choice. You have to stop or you're in violation.
Well, so, as you said, ramps are dangerous. What did you do?
Okay, I stopped at the petrol in Clearfield. But when I got to the truck stop there, and it was like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was really surprised the trucks that were already in there. I thought, boy, this is going to be a real mess when it gets like 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night.
I'm trying to think of where one is. I mean, if rest stops here were closed, I don't think we even have many private truck stops. So
I guess we just park on the shoulder of the road. I don't know what we would do.
Well, it's just something you don't think about when you think about, you know, what the government is running.
No, I never even dreamed that something like this was going to happen. The drivers that didn't know, I don't know what kind of predicament they got themselves into.
That's Candy Bass, a truck driver who's based in Texas, telling us about driving through Minnesota where the rest stops were shut down. Candy Bass, again, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you all, and I hope things get straightened out in Minnesota soon. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So how else is the state affected? Tom Scheck is political reporter for Minnesota Public Radio. Tom, we know 66 state parks, 26 historical sites and museums shut down. What else?
You can't get a driving test. No hunting or fishing licenses have been issued. Road construction projects that have been going on all across Minnesota have been pretty much mothballed. So because they can't get people to permit or inspect those sites as they're going on, the horse tracks are closed. And there's a lot of other things that are happening that we're seeing happen over time here that we didn't expect.
Right.
Happening.
Professional licenses. You want to be a beautician. Beer shops and bars. The way it works in Minnesota, you renew, you get a permit, the shop does, to buy the beer, and they can't renew them, and so they're running out of beer, can't sell it. And also terrible stories. A couple from Wisconsin was set to adopt a baby in Minnesota. You can't get adoption papers now, so they're living with the baby in a hotel in Minnesota. But then, you know, Tom, we're also reading about people, you know, here's a fellow quoted in the Star Tribune saying, I think we ought to shut down the government for a year. It doesn't have any impact. Are there people not at all impacted? You know, are there people who just it hasn't hit yet?
Yeah, there is a mixed reaction to this, and you could sense that yesterday when the governor was actually out talking to folks in a town hall forum. What he was hearing were some folks who were saying this has a significant impact, but then there are others who don't really partake in any government services. So at this point in time, nothing's going to happen for them. But what could happen is if those folks smoke cigarettes and they want to go and buy a cigarette, that may become more difficult to do as this shutdown continues on and the shelves aren't stocked. And also it could be a problem if they want to go to their local bar and have a beer.
Right, because the state has stopped issuing those tax stamps that distributors are required to put on every package of cigarettes. It's like a tale of two states because we read 60 families might lose state-assisted child care. Elderly people with disabilities are facing some cuts. But there's a special hearing, a former state Supreme Court justice. People can go to appeal for funding to be continued. And yet we understand some Republican lawmakers are bringing a lawsuit to stop those hearings. On what grounds?
Well, the way the Minnesota Constitution is written is it says no funding can be pretty much sent out the door unless it's authorized by the legislature. The government doesn't have a budget right now. The governor and the legislature, which are controlled by Republicans, are at odds. So what we're seeing is judges coming in and making decisions saying, you know, life and safety concerns, federal things that have been approved by the federal government, federal money needs to go out the door. These lawmakers are filing a lawsuit saying, no, the Constitution is clear that a judge shouldn't be making these decisions. Mm-hmm. Now, the difficult thing is that obviously there are a lot of things that are continuing to go on, state subsidized health insurance, funding for nursing homes, state prisons. And there are a lot of folks who are saying, wait a second, if this goes too far, what happens here? Now, the people who are filing the lawsuit say, well, what should happen is the governor should call lawmakers back into a special session. We'll pass a quick lights-on bill, and then things will go on as the budget negotiations continue. But they're still even at odds on that.
Well, Tom, Governor Mark Dayton, the Democrat, is pointing out that it was a Republican governor, Tim Pawlenty, who's now running for president, who helped end a shutdown last time by agreeing to those tax stamps on cigarette packages that we talked about, which really are a tax. He just didn't want to call it that. So in just the few seconds we have, is there a sense that these two sides might agree in this shutdown end?
Not anytime soon. The Republicans have rejected all of the governor's proposals at this point, and the governor's trying to figure out a way to get them even in the room. At this point, they haven't met since last Thursday. There have been no face-to-face negotiations, so we don't know where this is going at this point.
Oh boy. Tom Scheck, political reporter for Minnesota Public Radio, thanks so much for helping us out today.
Thank you.